My name is Elena Müller. I am from a small German village in Bavaria, as you can probably hear from my accent. And now looking back into my 14 years work career or work experience, I can look back into three career paths. So starting from a textile engineer with a German retailer, I moved to the automotive industry. I moved to automotive industry and the organizational development department. And from there, I moved with the same company to China. And finally in China, being an expat for 2 years, I had the courage to start my own business, or let's say my own startup, and helping other German tier one suppliers, but also other medium-sized companies in China to grow through innovation and really incorporating different kind of innovation initiatives. Then end of 2018, I came back to Germany and I did a very courageous move after being 3 years or after looking back into 3 years of entrepreneurship. I came back to the corporate world, to the same company that sent me to China, because they had a very great open vacancy and position in the field of innovation. And my task since 2019 is to build up, we call it corporate venturing or venture management, meaning building a platform of open innovation with building up the partnership with external startups, but also helping our internal startups to grow, as well as working together with universities. So this is my task, and this is a global role as well. And as you can see already from my bio, the first learning I had on innovation in the last 14 years is that an innovator's path is never linear. It usually is a multipath. It usually has crossings, lines, irregularities and circles. So this means innovation has flaws and innovation has curse, and finally innovation is iteration. But every single stone on the innovation journey is necessary and brings you a certain learning to get to the next one. So it's never a missed, let's say it's never wasted time or wasted experiences. What was our biggest success in 2019? When I reflect the time, March 2019, when I started, the first thing I did, I was talking to business leaders. So I have to say, corporate venturing in our company or in my company is located as a central function within the technology and innovation, the central technology and innovation unit. So I went out, did everything I had good experience with. So I interviewed people, I talked to the business leaders and asked about their current experience or past experience with corporate venturing, with partnering with startups, with partnering with universities. So I try to understand how do they look at, let's say, the topic of open innovation or outside-in innovation. And 80% of the answer was, don't bother me, this doesn't bring any value, we can do it better from inside, and yeah, just don't bother me. So what did I do? I asked why. And also 80% of the answers was, you think you can tell us who are the best startups to work with and you do not include us from the very beginning. So you always bring us startups that we're not interested in, that do not have the right technologies, and it's just simply a waste of time. I was like, okay, well, that's a great start. We need to change something. So what did I do? We had a big workshop with most of the business leaders, and I tried to really understand how they want to be involved into this whole thing that we call corporate venturing. And from this workshop, the biggest insight I had was that open innovation or innovation is not happening in a central department. It is happening decentralized. So this means we needed to have intrinsically motivated people within the business units that would basically support all those activities, that would basically understand where are the real pain points of the business units, where are the white spots in the innovation or on the innovation roads, and where would they really have a benefit to work with some external partners or external startups. So this is the biggest success, in my opinion, in 2019, that we could install what we call a startup ambassador network that is spread across the company within the different business units. And who are basically driving those innovation initiatives within the business units directly. So, biggest success and biggest learning in 2019, innovation, and especially open innovation, doesn't happen centralized. It does happen decentralized, and it does only happen within the business. There can be some push towards the business, but the most effective is if we create this kind of pull effect and pull strategy. And this is how we did it with our installed startup ambassador network. And the second biggest learning is also indeed in the innovation journey itself, you always have a lot of challenges to overcome. And of course we had as well in 2019. So let me outline the biggest challenges we had and how we managed to overcome them. So the first challenge I already mentioned in the beginning. So the first challenge was basically the reluctance or the initial reluctance of the organization towards startup partnering initiatives. So this is what we have changed by establishing the global startup ambassador network. And those startup ambassadors are basically coming from the business units, and they are located in the business units, and they are driving all the initiatives directly within the business units and basically coming from or solving some pains that directly come internally from the business unit. The second challenge we had to overcome, and I think this was kind of the second biggest challenge, was that, as you know, automotive business is really under high pressure at the moment, not only in Germany, but globally, as you know from the news. And there is a lot of disruption going on as well. So there are a lot of software-based companies that are starting with autonomous driving software. And we're really feeling a lot of pushes from not only our traditional customers, but also from basically new disruptors and players on the market. So what is happening in such times is that, of course, there are a lot of budget cuttings, right? And usually innovation initiatives are the first initiatives that are basically cut down. So we also faced this issue, as many other companies did. So our budget literally shrinked to, it was not zero, but it was almost zero. So What did we do? We were really under pressure to bring some successes in this area, but we didn't have, or we almost had no budget. Luckily, we managed to bring three projects within different areas of the company or different business units, partnering with different startups that basically go into industrialization and go to market within 2020 and 2021, that basically create new revenue streams. So one project is from the e-mobility field, the other project is from the Industry 4.0 field, and the last project is basically, and so where we go into a new business field, where we go into not only coming from components and systems, but we really go more into the area of becoming a mobility provider and providing whole mobility concepts together with startups. So I think this was a really, really big challenge that we overcame. So how did we overcome it? Honestly, we just used the internal resources we had. We could really motivate and people in the company to work on those projects with the time they had available, even though we had almost no resources in terms of budget. And this shows me that if you find the right people, it's not always you need millions and millions of budget, but you can really start great projects and create quick wins for the organization that even can create new revenue. So challenge and learning is, even though no budget, you can use your resources you have in the most efficient way to create benefit for the whole organization. And the last challenge we had is, and of course we had many other more, but we basically, the process that was installed so far was more a process that was, you know, kind of installed from the perspective of a push strategy. So we really had to change the process itself. And how we did it was, we didn't design the process first and then we saw how we implemented it. No, we really, based on the three projects I just mentioned that are already on the way towards implementation, we really learned and we really customized the process according to the reality and then set up the process. And I think from those kind of reference projects, we learned how we need to do the process within this company in the future. And I think in other companies, it can be totally different because you have different requirements, you have different organizational setups. So I don't think that there is the one fits all approach. So learn from reference projects and based on that, iterate or even newly design your process. But definitely, yes, you need to have kind of a process because you want people to efficiently work and follow a process. So basically you help them with a process to give them a guideline to quickly create quick wins at the end of the day. What are we doing differently if I would compare us to maybe another team or another corporate venture team in a different company? So I think maybe we're not really doing things better, but definitely I think we do things differently. And I think this really starts with our own mindset. So we all very customer-oriented. And customer-oriented means I always have different customers. So on the one hand, I have my internal customers. So my internal customer is always the business unit and also some other central functions. My customer are also external stakeholders. So external stakeholders, I mean, for example, shareholders of the company itself. But there is also communities. There is also like even politics I see as a really as a stakeholder and therefore as a customer as well. And then, of course, most importantly, I also have the startups or the external innovation partners, which I also see as a customer. And I really see it as our task to really understand those different needs and basically fit need and solution. And I think this is what really makes us different, that we understand to listen constructively to our customers, also being very open for constructive feedback, and then understanding the real point and matching it with basically the best solution that we can find externally or even internally sometimes. So one of the biggest trends in corporate innovation that I can see currently, and this is what I also mentioned in the beginning, is that we really can see a trend from centralization of innovation to decentralization. I had a very interesting experience just a couple of, I think, weeks ago, where one of the business leaders in a meeting asked or told me, well, this is your task, this is innovation, this is your task. And I said, well, no, this is not my task, this is our task. So corporate innovation is not the task of a centralized unit. It is the task of each and every leader, and it's the task and responsibility of each and every leader to lead their people with an innovative and iterative mindset. And the second trend I can see is also that innovation or corporate innovation is changing from one-dimensional to four-dimensional. And what do I mean by that? So one-dimensional is the very typical old way of innovation. It's basically centralized R&D. So it's research and development, and it's mainly focusing on the technical aspect and on the technical product aspect itself. But moving towards a four-dimensional point of view in regards to innovation, that really requires to look at it from four different angles. The first angle are the people. So the people are my users. The people are my customers. What do they really want? What do they really need? The second aspect leads to, what are they really willing to pay for? How much do they want to pay for it? So this means, is there a business? Is there a market? Can you make a business case out of that? Can you earn money with that? The third dimension is, of course, the technology. Is the technology already mature enough? Do we have technology available that can solve or that matches and can solve this kind of need? Or can we further develop certain technology that we already have to solve this specific need? And the last dimension, and I think this is one dimension that is becoming so important since we are living in the 21st century and our earth is really running out of resources and is really under pressure, is sustainability. It will all focus towards sustainability. Our innovation initiatives in the future are made to solve the real problems of this earth within this four-dimensional framework. So this is what I can see, and this is what I really think will be the next big thing in corporate innovation. So moving from the one-dimensional to the four-dimensional, that includes the people need the technology, the available technology, the business, can I make money with that? And last but not least, the sustainability. So is it solving something good, or is it doing something good for this planet at the end of the day? And last but not least, my message to my innovator peers. I can see often that we from innovation departments, we sometimes fearing to be measured, or we sometimes fear to put some KPIs to innovation. But really, I can tell you, and this is really from experience, what can be measured can be seen and can be made transparent. And this means that your successes can be made transparent in the company. And people understand that innovation is really important also in times of changes, also in times of disruption. They would understand how much value innovation initiatives bring to the company. So don't be anxious to KPIs, rather welcome them and rather see them as a way to make success visible in the company, but also focus your innovation initiatives, especially in times of budget or cost cuttings. So this is really important in my point of view, and that message I want to leave you today. Thank you.